PRWebPodcast.com, visiting with newsmakers and industry experts.
Hello, this is Aaron at PRWebPodcast.com, and I'm very glad to be joined today by Toni Smith. She's the communications manager of the Tempe Convention and Visitors Bureau. Toni, how are you doing today?
I'm good. Thanks, Aaron. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for joining me. And let's start first by having you tell us a little bit about yourself and the organization you're also with called Sunny Arizona.
Okay. Sunny Arizona is a collection of three cities, Chandler, Mesa, and Tempe, that are located just east of metropolitan Phoenix. And we've been marketing ourselves as one destination for a few years now.
And your latest press release, Toni, is discussing what makes the state of Arizona the perfect vacation hotspot. So first, tell us a little bit about Chandler, Arizona, one of the cities that's part of Sunny Arizona.
Sure. Well, let me explain to you. The cities work really well together as one destination. We have some attributes in common that are great for visitors. Charming downtowns, access to outdoor recreation in the Sonoran Desert, great dining and nightlife, family activities, and lots of arts and cultural activities as well. Chandler is one of those cities that's included in Sunny Arizona, and we want to promote all of our cities as a destination for the summer. And obviously, people think of Arizona as being a very warm place in the summer, but we do have lots of great events going on and water parks and some money-saving summer vacation deals too, which are definitely great this time of year. So Chandler has a really charming historic downtown Chandler that's very popular with residents and visitors alike. They have several events going on over the summer. One is a farmer's market that happens every Thursday afternoon from 3 to 7 p.m. and that features everything from salsa to honey to artisan breads, and it's just a lot of fun. They also have a local winery called Cocopelli Winery, and they make their wines in Arizona, and they have a couple of events during the summer that have themed menus, wine tastings, live music, and that includes the Rock the Vine Festival, barbecue and blues, and then they take an annual trip to the vineyard in Wilcox, Arizona in August so people can see the grapes being harvested. And then there's a great park in Chandler called Veterans Oasis Park that's just a short drive away from the downtown. It's 113 acres. It has picnic areas, an urban lake, wildlife viewing, and walking trails. And during the summer months when it's warm outside during the day, they're going to be doing some evening events at Veterans Oasis Park, including an evening moonstar party and a moonwalk with one of the assistant naturalists there at the parks. That should be a lot of fun for the whole family.
Your release also talks about Mesa and some of the summer vacation deals that can be found there. So tell us about that.
Mesa is another one of the cities in Sunny Arizona, which is right next to Chandler and Tempe. They are doing a great promotion now that are really showing people how they can make a summer vacation affordable. Obviously, now everybody is thinking about how they still want to take a vacation, but they don't want to spend a lot of money for it. So what they're doing at the Mesa Convention and Visitors Bureau, any guest that books an overnight stay at select Mesa hotels and resorts during the summer can receive a $10 savings coupon that they're calling Mesa Money, and that discount coupon is downloaded at visitmesa.com, and people can use that to save $10 per day for up to 3 nights at participating Mesa hotels and resorts. And Mesa always also has a great thing on their website. They have some budget-friendly vacation itineraries that range from 1 to 3 night stays for a family of four, and they have the cost for everything too. So the itineraries range from $200 for the one-night stay to $600 for the three-night stay, and they show some really creative things that you can do with the family during the summer where you'll still get a lot of bang for your buck but not spend a lot of money on your vacation.
And Tempe, Arizona, the last part of Sunny Arizona, we've done a lot of podcasts about all the events that happen there. So tell us about some of the things that are happening in Tempe this summer.
Sure. I work for the Tempe Convention and Visitors Bureau, so it's a college town and it's really fun all during the year. But this summer, we have some great family events happening. Child's Play is a theater company for young adults, and they're presenting a play called Rock, Paper, Scissors at our new Tempe Center for the Arts, June 6th to the 14th. And Child's Play productions are a great way to introduce children to the theater, but it's fun for adults, too. The productions are written for kids, but they're very entertaining for parents. And then Wicked, which is the smash Broadway musical that everybody has been talking about, is coming to ASU Gamage July 1st through the 26th. Tickets for that start at just under $30, so it's a good value for a show that's fresh off of Broadway. And ASU Gamage is a theater that's designed by Frank Lloyd Wright, so it definitely makes it really unique. And then still on campus at ASU, we have ASU Art Museum, which has contemporary art and lots of interactive video art and things that are really fun visually. They're hosting their annual Family Fun Day on July 11th, and they have activities and special performances for kids during the day. And then, lastly, this is off campus, at Big Surf, which is actually the first water park built in the United States, is located in Tempe. And there's a giant wave pool, some twisting, fast-moving slides, some prom pools for the little kids, picnic areas. It's really a great place to hang out for the whole day, and that opens on May 23rd.
And lastly, for listeners out there who may have more questions about anything that you talked about in Chandler, Mesa, or Tempe, do you have any contact information?
I do. For Chandler, their hotel specials and more information is located at www.visitchandler.com. Mesa's information can be found at visitmesa.com, and Tempe at www.exploretempe.com.
All right, Tony, it was a real pleasure podcasting with you today, and I thank you for coming on, telling us about sunny Arizona and some of the deals and activities families can enjoy this summer. And I wish you the best of luck and hope to speak with you again very soon.
Great. Thanks, Aaron. I appreciate it.
Produced by PR Web, the online visibility company. This work is released under Creative Commons Sampling Plus 1.0. Under this license, you are permitted to sample, mash up, or otherwise creatively transform this work for commercial or non-commercial purposes, provided that proper attribution is made. For more information, please visit prweb.com.